Group L 高中英语听力专线六。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
What do you think of cloning?
No doubt it's a great invention, but if it's not properly handled, it may have some side effects.
What do scientists say about it?
They also have different opinions.
Hi, Mary. Very glad to see you here.
Hi, Robert. I'm glad to see you here, too.
Your bike is so beautiful. Where was it made?
In China. Cigarette production should be considered illegal. Wouldn't you agree with me?
Absolutely. If no one produces them, people won't smoke, that is for sure.
You're right.
Do you like our new history teacher?
I'm tired of his endless talking. He never gives us a little time to discuss things.
You can't say that. He is a very knowledgeable person.
But I can't see it. What's the temperature today?
It's 15 degrees centigrade.
Another cool day, isn't it?I wonder how long this comfortable weather will last.
It's just March. It will be hotter next month.
并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
Hi, Dick. Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
I wish I could, but I have to spend the rest of the day in the library. I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow.
Oh, is that for Professor Lowell's class?
Yes, I have to write about a poem we read in class.
That's hard. How was it going so far?
Not very well, and I also have to study a lot for maths and history, but I don't know what to do at all.
You know...I've been doing very well in maths, so I'd be happy to help you. If you'd like, we can start tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be great.
Hi, Dick. Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
I wish I could, but I have to spend the rest of the day in the library. I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow.
Oh, is that for Professor Lowell's class?
Yes, I have to write about a poem we read in class.
That's hard. How was it going so far?
Not very well, and I also have to study a lot for maths and history, but I don't know what to do at all.
You know, I've been doing very well in maths, so I'd be happy to help you. If you'd like, we can start tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be great. Hello, is this Dr. Smith's office?
Yes, it is. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to Dr. Smith, please.
Dr. Smith went home this afternoon. May I ask who is calling?
This is Jim White.
Oh, yes, Mr. White. Dr. Smith asked me to give you his home phone number.
Just a moment, please. Yes, what's the number?
His number is 772-3-1059.
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Hello, is this Dr. Smith's office?
Yes, it is. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to Dr. Smith, please.
Dr. Smith went home this afternoon. May I ask who is calling?
This is Jim White.
Oh, yes, Mr. White. Dr. Smith asked me to give you his home phone number.
Just a moment, please. Yes, what's the number?
His number is 772-3-1059.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. Would you like some tea or coffee?
No, thank you. It's very late now. That will keep me awake the whole night.
Then what about some water?
Yes, please.
Don't work too late since you are not in good health. You should be careful with your health.
I know, but I have to finish these reports tonight. Our manager will use them at the meeting tomorrow morning.
Can I help you with something?
No, I'm afraid you can't. Just turn down the TV a little so that it's not so noisy.
I will. I do hope that you will finish the report soon and get some sleep.
Don't worry. It won't take me too long.
Would you like some tea or coffee?
No, thank you. It's very late now. That will keep me awake the whole night.
Then what about some water?
Yes, please.
Don't work too late since you are not in good health. You should be careful with your health.
I know, but I have to finish these reports tonight. Our manager will use them at the meeting tomorrow morning.
Can I help you with something?
No, I'm afraid you can't. Just turn down the TV a little so that it's not so noisy.
I will. I do hope that you will finish the report soon and get some sleep.
Don't worry. It won't take me too long.
Now, Mr. Snow, what can you remember about the attack?
Well, I was working late yesterday evening.
What time did you leave your office?
About 9:15.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. I looked at my watch.
What did you do then?
Well, I locked the door, and I was walking to my car when somebody hit me on the head.
Did you see the attacker?
No, he was wearing a stocking over his head.
Tell me, Mr. Snow, how did you break your leg?
Well, when the doctors were putting me into the car, they dropped me.
Now, Mr. Snow, what can you remember about the attack?
Well, I was working late yesterday evening.
What time did you leave your office?
About 9:15.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. I looked at my watch.
What did you do then?
Well, I locked the door, and I was walking to my car when somebody hit me on the head.
Did you see the attacker?
No, he was wearing a stocking over his head.
Tell me, Mr. Snow, how did you break your leg?
Well, when the doctors were putting me into the car, they dropped me.
I have an aunt in England. She lives in a small town. Last week I went to see her family. I really had a wonderful time there. Everybody knew I was coming, and it was my first time in England. We had a party in a club. It was wonderful. 2 months ago, I came to study in England. I didn't expect living in a city in England could be so much more expensive than in my home country in Eastern Europe. And the weather here has surprised me, too. People drive on the left side rather than on the right. I am glad I am still alive because I still don't know how to cross the street. The English buildings and sights are beautiful. I have never lived in a house before in my life. We always lived in flats, in a 2-bedroom flat on the 5th floor. If I stay here, it might be possible in the next 15 years to buy my own flat. I have an aunt in England. She lives in a small town. Last week I went to see her family. I really had a wonderful time there. Everybody knew I was coming, and it was my first time in England. We had a party in a club. It was wonderful. 2 months ago I came to study in England. I didn't expect living in a city in England could be so much more expensive than in my home country in Eastern Europe, and the weather here has surprised me too. People drive on the left side rather than on the right. I am glad I am still alive because I still don't know how to cross the street. The English buildings and sights are beautiful. I have never lived in a house before in my life. We always lived in flats, in a 2-bedroom flat on the 5th floor. If I stay here, it might be possible in the next 15 years to buy my own flat.